headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess.
And Bianca.
With your 9 a.m. headlines. In local news, Ipswich City Council have identified 8 sites as possibilities for synthetic running tracks as the city pushes ahead with its bid for an Olympics legacy venue. The move follows a notice of motion by Councillor Marnie Doyle at an April 30th meeting calling for a report into synthetic athletics track for Ipswich to be handed down to Council originally by June. The Council will also prepare an advocacy campaign to attract state and federal government funding for the planning, design and construction of a new synthetic track. This comes after Ipswich superstar Gout Gout has risen to fame for his track and field achievements. Council's Economic and Cultural Development Committee Chair, Pi Augenstein, said Ipswich star athletes, including Gout Gout, were heading to Brisbane to train, and the city needed to advocate for a facility to stop the exodus.
Former Queensland Premier Stephen Miles has shown off his strength after competing at the CAPO Nationals powerlifting competition in Brisbane last weekend. There were more than 100 competitors in the event, which included categories of push-pull, bench and deadlift. Miles lifted 462.5 kilograms over the weekend, including 195 kilos in the deadlift, 157.5 in squat and a 110 kilo bench press. It is not the first time Miles has participated in such a competition, as he was also seen performing at the Queensland State Powerlifting Championship in April. Miles was unsuccessful in progressing in the competition, but posted about the event on his Instagram, including a compilation video and revealing that he hit a new personal best in some categories.
In national news, one of the Snowtown Bodies in a Barrel murderers has been released after 26 years behind bars. The Parole Board of South Australia signed off on James Velasquez's bid to serve the remainder of his life sentence under parole conditions in the community. Velasquez was responsible for 4 of the murders that took place between August 1992 and May 1999, including his half-brother Troy Lloyd and his stepbrother David Johnson. South Australia's Commissioner for Victims' Rights, Sarah Quick, said the decision to release James Velasquez will understandably bring fresh pain and anger to those who have already suffered beyond measure.
Russia and Australia have met at the High Court today over a dispute of lease location for Russia's embassy. In 2023, a law was passed in order to block the Russian government's lease of a building 300 metres from Australian Parliament. The new embassy was to replace Russia's low-profile building in Griffith and would have included residential buildings as well as a large pool. In 2023, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said that the law was needed on national security grounds. Today, lawyers for Russia will tell the High Court that the law does not validate because it's under the Constitution. The Parliament does not have the power to make such legislation.
In international news, a Cambodian soldier from the elite bodyguard headquarters unit tasked with protecting the former Prime Minister Hun Sen was recently arrested in Buriram, according to Thai police. Nguyen was apprehended by police after an investigation led authorities to believe Nguyen may have been gathering intelligence for Cambodia. Nguyen's wife, Joy, when questioned by police, denied knowledge about her husband being a soldier and claimed ignorance about whether he had entered Thailand legally.
For your weather today, it is nice and sunny out. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Brisbane, get ready to rock. Queen by Candlelight and the music of Fleetwood Mac by Candlelight.